Up to this point in the course, each chapter has brought a variety of new concepts and techniques for you to master. This chapter and the following one break from this trend. In these two chapters, we will study types of thermodynamic cycles in more detail. We will discuss practical aspects of cycle operation and the equipment that is used to carry out the processes that make up the cycles. Now, we'll also discuss common techniques used to increase the efficiency of power cycles and the coefficient of performance for refrigeration and heat pump cycles. I've divided this material into two chapters. In this chapter, we will discuss power cycles, and in the next chapter, we will study refrigeration and heat pump cycles. This lesson provides a concise summary of some of the key aspects of cycle analysis that we've learned in the previous chapters. We begin by characterizing thermodynamic cycles in two different ways. A thermodynamic cycle is either a gas cycle or a vapor cycle. Now, in a gas cycle, the working fluid always remains in the gas phase. A vapor cycle usually includes a boiler or evaporator as well as a condenser, so that the working fluid is a vapor at some points in the cycle and a liquid at others. Basically, the path of a vapor cycle lies at least partially within the two-phase region on our PV or TS diagrams, while the path of a gas cycle lies entirely above or to the right of the two-phase envelope. And we can also characterize thermodynamic cycles by the way that they use the working fluid. Now, the easiest way to see the difference between a closed cycle and an open cycle is to consider one of each. A household refrigerator is perhaps the most common example of a closed cycle. The refrigerant, maybe R134A, flows through all four processes in the cycle and never leaves the system. The only reason that refrigerant is ever added to the system is when a significant amount of it has leaked out. Now compare the closed cycle of our household refrigerator to an internal combustion engine like the one that powers an automobile. Internal combustion engines are open cycles. The working fluid is air. Now, fresh air is drawn in, compressed, heated, and finally allowed to expand and do some work. But instead of using a heat exchanger to cool the air back to its original state, the hot exhaust gas is discarded, and fresh air is drawn in again at the beginning of the cycle. Now, the good news about open cycles is that they can be modeled as if they were really closed cycles. We will not consider the details of combustion reactions at all in this course. We will simply consider the combustion reaction to be our traditional high-temperature reservoir. So, whether a cycle is open or closed, and whether it includes internal combustion reactions or not, we will analyze it as if it were a closed system interacting with hot and cold reservoirs, just as we have done in the past few chapters. Okay, if that's all clear, let's get started with the review or warm-up part of this chapter.